What's up, guys? This is Alex Martin, and this is the Content Creator Podcast, where I stimulate your mind and show you how to grind. If you like this podcast, the one thing that I ask is that you share it. You share and you rate it, okay? We want to get this information into the right hands. And also, there are people who are not aware of this podcast as of yet. I'm still trying to build a following myself. So everything that I'm saying are things that I'm applying myself. The reason why you should trust me is because I am a certified social media marketer. I've been doing this for 5 years now. I'm building my brand, and I want to help you build yours too. You and other businesses, brands, and influencers. So share this podcast today if you like it. Don't hesitate. If you have any questions, tweet me, Facebook me, Instagram me. I'm on all platforms. So don't hesitate to message me if you have any questions. Today, we're going to talk about something that can be applied to all platforms. I know in the first episode, we talked about stuff specifically for Instagram, but today we can apply this information to all platforms. Whatever platform you could think of, apply this information to. I promise you, it is definitely worth it. The topic for today's episode is 5 types of engaging content for social media. And what is engaging content? Engaging content is content that generates a response from your audience and from people, period, right? So that can be comments, likes, and shares, bookmarks. You want a response from people when you post on social media. This kind of goes back to what I said in the first episode. The whole purpose of social media is to be social. Even the most anti-social person that you know on social media, it's posting to be kind of social, if you think about it. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You know, it is what it is. But the whole purpose of social media is to be social. So going into this, when you listen to this, think about your posts becoming more social. All right. So before I go into this list, I want to make sure that we make this clear. This is my opinion, and it's backed by statistics, okay? So if you see or you feel like something is like out of place, like tweet me, message me, do whatever. Let me know. I'm willing to listen and I'm willing to respond. And also do your research as well and figure out what works for you. What works for me may not necessarily work for you, but I'm using information pulled from marketers and, you know, pull from my experience. So go into this with an open heart, and I promise you, you won't regret it. And with this list, I'm going to go from least to greatest as far as creating engaging content. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just moving too fast anyway, but I'm excited. So we're going from least to greatest in engaging content, okay? So the first one is infographics. Infographics is a visual image such as a chart or diagram used for information or data. When you create your infographic, you want it to be easy and simple to read. And so you can use an infographic for many purposes: to entertain, to educate. The main thing though is making sure that that information is easy to read. And then another way to go about it is to make sure that you're doing some good storytelling. That's the only way I can put it. So make sure that it's easy to read and that you're doing good storytelling when you put out your infographic. All right. So if the information is good or easy to read, people will share it, because I mean, what do people like in life? They like the easy shit. So believe it or not, if you create an infographic and it's easy to read, people will share it and make it work for you, okay? So anywho, with infographics, also to another benefit to it is that it's good for SEO purposes. So if you create a good infographic, also put it on your blog. It will work for you. And don't hesitate to put it on Twitter. Make sure you use some hashtags when you use it on Twitter, okay? I promise you, it will work for you. Use it. Number two, in creating engaging content, use questions and polls to your advantage. In Instagram stories, you can only use two options. In Facebook, you can use four. Twitter, it's like four or five, right? And so with that, you want to create stuff where people will want to vote. And from what I've experienced is that people will read if you're, I would say, clickbaity. So if it's obvious that you're just trying to get a response, you won't get a response, period. But if it's something good, you know, one of my favorite things to do is use a travel video that has gone viral. So a place like Indonesia, right? And I would go, would you travel here? Yes or no? And it will generate a response to where at least a quarter of my viewers respond to the question. So you want people to like engage with it, make it relate to them, make people see themselves in that poll slash question, if that makes sense. If, you know, let's just use politics. I mean, let's just call it what it is. Do you agree with Donald Trump getting impeached? Yes or no? I guarantee you that will generate a response. It may get you cursed out, you know, depending on what your response is and who your audience is. But the thing is getting engaging people, and you know, or people that are engaged. Let me say it like that. So think about it, think it through, make sure that the people or that your audience can see themselves in that question, if anything. And I guarantee that you will get a response. Number three, quotes. With quotes, you want to make sure you apply the same method that you would the infographic. Make sure that it's easy to read and that it stimulates the mind. What I mean by that is make sure that when somebody reads it, that they get it instantly, right? And it hits them hard enough. Like, it has to hit them hard. Like, if you're going to do funny stuff, you have to make them laugh. If you're going to do motivational stuff, you have to motivate them. When I first started creating engaging content, my method was to, I tried two ways, guys. Like, I'll be completely honest with you. I did the funny stuff, and then I did motivational stuff. And the funny stuff didn't work out for me. Like, I thought I was this funny guy, and I'm really not. But deep down inside, I'm this motivational, I'm that. And so I told myself, moving forward, I would become the young Jeezy of quotes on Instagram. Long story short, my most shared and commented posts are my motivational quotes. So find out what works for you. If you're a loving or romantic person, create romantic quotes. And look, you can repost from the author that you have read. People will like it. I promise you, if people like it and love it enough, that they will share, they will repost, and they will bookmark it or save it to their favorites. I promise you this. Think about it. Be consistent too. If you want to gain a following out of this, the thing is being consistent. Post that type of quote at least 3 times a week. Give people something to look forward to. They will say, hey, I can go to her page for the romantic post. I can go to his page for the finance quotes. I could go to, you know, her page for, you know, comedy lines, whatever the case may be. Make sure that you have a niche and it's consistent. I promise you, the followers will go up, your shares will go up, and your reach will go up, and you will have engaging content. Number four, memes and GIFs. I use moments and memes to create my memes, and then I use Giphy for my GIFs. So I'm gonna go into depth about moments and memes for memes, okay? With moments, it's good for images. And so, you know, you may want to use a stock image. That's what a lot of people are doing now. Or you might want to use the latest trending images and then put it into a meme. So use moments for that. If you want to use the latest trending videos, use memes. Memes, with memes, you could create memes that have a GIF or a video in it. And it's definitely worth using. I promise you, I've created some engaging content off of both of those apps. More so off memes than I did moments. And so, you know, it all depends on what type of writer you are and what type of content you are creating. And it, like, if you get very creative with it and original with it, a lot of people will buy in and they will share and they will comment. I promise you that. Even with memes, I've created some funny stuff thanks to it. So I'm going to give memes its props. Shout out to memes. You guys need to plug me. You guys need to sponsor this podcast. Do something. I'm messing with you guys. I'm going to use memes regardless. But I dare you guys to use it. Create it. People will comment, share. Some of my most shared content, now that I think about it, has been memes. So we know how much people love memes. Use it to your advantage. Create it if you have to. Be original with it. And then if not, repost. Just give the author the credit and you can still go viral. You can still create engaging content. So, you know, use those apps to your advantage and do what you got to do. Be creative and be original. Number five, lives and video posts. Video posts get up to 38 to 50% more engagement than any other feature on every platform. And over 100 million people watch lives every day. So, people want to see raw and uncensored content. That's on every platform. So be very authentic when you do go live and be entertaining, be educational, and you will see people comment on your live, comment on your video. And to prove this theory and even sharing it, bookmarking it, you know, just figure out what your niche is. But to prove this theory, the rapper Lil Boosie recently went viral. He was at a gas station on his Instagram Live, pumping gas. And so he's on Instagram Live. He hops in his car, starts up the car, instantly floors it, and then drove off with the gas. I guess his pedal is a gas pedal or a nozzle. The gas nozzle in his car. Like literally where you pump gas in your car. It was still in his tank. So he drove off with the gas nozzle in his car on his live. And that went viral. People loved it. So, you know, just think about it. Whatever works for you. You don't have to do nothing that crazy. I don't know if it was staged or not. But be original. Be creative. Be you. Be authentic. And I promise you, people will respond. People will share it. People will comment. So use live videos and raw videos to your advantage. All right, guys. So today I was asked a question on Twitter by Mostephone. That's Mostephone. He had asked, how do you build meaningful engagement? My answer to that is this. Be genuine. Be social. Stimulate the audience mind, or you know, that follower's mind. Be open to communicate with everybody. And then build a relationship. If you build a relationship and you stimulate a person's mind, they're willing to stick around. So don't overthink it. Don't overcomplicate it. Be genuine. Respond in such a way that it's be a one of one. If you be a one of one, people will stick around. They will commit to your brand and they will tell others about you. All right, guys. So that's a wrap for today. This is Alex Martin and this is the Content Creator Podcast. If you found this useful, please share it. Please comment. Please rate it. Last but not least, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok at I am Alex J. Martin. And let me know what you guys think. Peace.